This is the Photo Business Help Podcast, a resource for photographers of all levels, from brand new to burnt out, who believe that business growth starts with personal growth. I'm your host, Natalie Jennings. I created Jennings Photo back in 2010 and have been happily full-time since, but not without some mistakes along the way. Those lessons, plus what's really helped me thrive financially and personally, are what I want to share with you so you can grow with your photo business too. You'll also hear stories from other photographers and industry folks, as well as my favorite ways to be more mindful and happier on this journey. If you're like me and probably most other photographers, you didn't go into business for all the paperwork. If the chaos of invoices, emails, and to-dos make you a little crazy, well, that's where a CRM like 17 Hats comes in. They have an all-in-one, mobile-friendly platform that will just automate your small business. Isn't that amazing? So 17 Hats handles all the tedious stuff like payment reminders, capturing leads, scheduling your meetings. With 17 Hats, important emails go out automatically. And quotes, contracts, invoices, all that stuff is click, click, paid. You don't have to keep track of it. It's a small wonder that thousands of photographers swear by 17 Hats. You'll free up so much time from your to-do list. It's like you've cloned yourself. You'll be able to focus on what you do best, photography. Meanwhile, 17 Hats does exactly what you need done to manage your business, just as if you were doing it yourself. So why not clone yourself with 17 Hats? Go to photobizhelp.com/17hats17hats to get 50% off your first year. If you need to put in a code, put in the code photobizhelp at checkout. That's photobizhelp.com/17hats. So you all know that I love tarot and I do tarot readings, and it's a blossoming hobby that I've been really enjoying. And so I decided to take my tarot knowledge and turn it into a free reading that you can have access to help you grow in your business. Head to photobizhelp.com/reading to answer a few questions and get your free reading that outlines your business energy. This will help highlight the things that are serving you and helping you to grow, as well as point out some of the things that you might want to look out for that could be holding you back. So head on over to photobizhelp.com/reading to get your free reading. Find out what's going on with the energy in your business. Experience a little tarot tossed in there as well, and hopefully get some good ideas for how to grow moving forward. That's photobizhelp.com/reading to get your free reading. My name is Natalie Jennings. I'm your host. And today I'm going to talk about your circle of influence. This idea was originally adopted by Stephen R. Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you're in the season of feeling like you want to crawl into a hole and stop photography altogether, or are in any phase of overwhelm at this time of year, I think this episode will help you out. I know for me, October is a bonkers time of year. I live in a seasonal place, Minnesota, and this is the time of year when everyone's squeezing in their photo shoots because the weather's going to change and get a lot colder really soon. It's also really pretty because the leaves are changing and people want those beautiful fall colors. So my calendar is generally full, literally. I think I've had like one day this month without a work commitment scheduled. I know my limits after doing this so long, but when the stress starts to show up, I'm well aware of it. I don't get stressed out nearly as much as I used to, mainly thanks to my morning routine and other personal growth practices. But I can see it coming now, and I know what I need to do to stay healthy and not burn out. One of the things that helps me is understanding my circle of influence and acting from there. If you haven't read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, it's a great read and a business classic, I think, at this point. Before we dive in, if you'd like the worksheet that accompanies this episode so you can work through this exercise when you're not walking or driving or doing whatever else you're doing right now, head to jennings.photo/49. That's the number, not spelled out, for a copy of your Circle of Influence worksheet. So it's a simple, easy to work through model that will bring you a lot of clarity when you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed. So that's jennings.photo/49 to get a copy of today's worksheet on getting a handle on stress levels during a busy shooting season and learning a bit more about your circle of influence. jennings.photo/49. So I hear a lot of people tell me that they have trouble knowing what to do first when they sit down to work because they have so much on their plate. They get great ideas for running their business in the shower or cooking dinner, but when they sit down to do anything, it's like a blank. And I get this too. It's normal, especially for motivated people who are used to getting a ton of things done. So I think this technique is helpful for understanding your priorities based on if they're a low priority or a high priority and taking action from there. The first circle to understand is your circle of concern. Your circle of concern includes all of the stuff that you're concerned about: money, the environment, your health, traffic, your relationships, your kids. If you've grabbed the worksheet, this is where I invite you to pause this episode for a minute and brain dump the items in your own circle of concern. Give it just a minute or two and set a timer, and then we'll keep going with the episode. I think you'll be surprised about how much crap we constantly worry about. Next, as you'll see on the worksheet, nested inside our circle of concern is a peaceful little eye of the storm called our circle of influence. So this represents all of the concerns that we have any amount of control over. They are the things that we can do something about. So Stephen Covey defines a proactive person as, quote, being responsible for our own lives. Our behavior is a function of our decisions, not our conditions. Proactive people focus on issues within their circle of influence. They work on things they can do something about. The nature of their energy in doing this is positive, enlarging, and magnifying. They increase their circle of influence. He also says that reactive people tend to neglect issues in their circle of influence. Their focus is elsewhere, and the circle of influence shrinks. If you're following along on the worksheet, take a minute or two now to move to the second model. Here's where you can really see what's bothering you and what you might be able to prioritize better. For example, if your concerns include blogging on time, getting more clients, getting out of a toxic work environment, organizing your finances, you might notice that all of these are within your ability to change. What are the steps you need to take for each of them? And can you schedule them or plan to work on them a little bit each day? So it seems really simple, I know, but it's a powerful exercise in feeling empowered and more organized. So the idea with this is just to really get on paper exactly what it is you're stressing about. Pull the things that you can do something about into a space where you can really look at them, prioritize them, break them down, and schedule them. And then my final note to you is when you leave your office or workspace every day, make a little note of the top one, two, or three things that you're going to sit down and do the next time that you sit down. We get really distracted as soon as we leave our workspace because we have a million other things going on, and it takes our brains a little while to refocus the next time that we sit down to do some work. If you can prioritize some of these things within your circle of influence and have them sitting right in front of you the next time you sit down, you'll find that you jump right into the work that you need to get done a lot faster, and it's way easier. So give that a try. Again, if you'd like to check out this worksheet, it's jennings.photo/49. This is episode number 49, so it's a easy way to remember it. That's jennings.photo/49. And that's it. One more quick reminder, if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, disorganized, check out 17 Hats. You'll be able to focus on what you do best, photography. Meanwhile, 17 Hats does exactly what you need done to manage your business, just as if you were doing it yourself. Go to photobizhelp.com/17hats to get 50% off your first year. Looking for a professional website for your photography business? Then check out Pro Photo. For listeners of the Photo Business Help podcast, Pro Photo is offering a special introductory rate of only $25 per month for the first 18 months when you sign up using the coupon code PHOTOBIZHELP. So that's $25 per month, almost half off, for the first 18 months that you try this out. This is hosting with the beautiful templates. The code is PHOTOBIZHELP, B-I-Z, when you check out. I hope you have a beautiful day. Remember, in everything you want to achieve, consistency is key.